Welcome to the Conversations with Commerce Next podcast. I'm your host, Michael Alon. This podcast is brought to you in conjunction with Commerce Next and presented by Wonderkind. In many ways, Qurate is at the leading edge of innovative retail marketing. By pushing the bounds of where and how customers interact with products and the people that represent them, Naomi Jacobs, Qurate's Director of Social Strategy for QVC and HSN, along with her team, are carrying the torch for what consumer engagement looks like in modern retail. Together with Scott Silverman, I leverage my own retail marketing background and the interactive retail space in this in-depth interview with Naomi. We shine a light on the depth and breadth of Qurate, and Naomi talks about the different models and formats that Qurate leans towards, sharing her insights on everything from paid versus earned content, live streaming, and TikTok. Plus, stay tuned for Naomi's top tips for building a career in digital retail marketing.
We are super focused on finding new, emerging, innovative opportunities that will help to grow our business, but all that are powered by social media and influencer marketing. So things like launching Facebook Messenger bots. We, a few years ago, created the QVC Q Crew and the HSN Share Squad customer-driven advocacy programs where our customers can actually promote product on their social platforms and get paid for it.
Let's listen in now. Well, Naomi, thank you for joining us on the Conversations with Commerce Next podcast. I'm very excited to have the opportunity to talk to you. I spent 7 years at the Shopping Channel in Canada, which is a very, very similar, very familiar format. I think I had QVC and HSN in my office TVs 24/7. And listen, it's so exciting, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
And of course, I'm joined with Commerce Next co-founder, my co-host, Scott Silverman. Scott, how is the weather settling out in your parts these days?
Well, the hurricane came through and we all got very wet, and now it's hot and sunny, just the way it should be.
Well, it's kind of like running a conference, right? You know, you got a hurricane of events happening, and that's happening really soon, and now it settles down and the great content follows. So fantastic. Well, Naomi, let's just jump right in. You know, I know a lot about Qurate, a lot about your channels, but I think many people would know the name. They'd certainly know QVC, HSN, but they might not know the whole scope and scale and the different banners of the business. Let's start there. Tell us a little bit about, first of all, yourself, and then a little bit about the business.
Happy to. So nice to be here. Naomi Jacobs, I lead what's called social strategy for QVC. We can get into what that means in a little bit, but I've been with the company for 10 years. Qurate Retail is an amazing portfolio of brands, seven leading retail brands, actually, which may not be as known. They include QVC and HSN, as you've shared, Zulily, Ballard Designs, Frontgate, Grandin Road, and Garnet Hill in the U.S., but we also operate globally, so we have live networks also in Japan, Germany, Italy, and the UK, reaching over 200 million homes worldwide, which is an amazing
phenomenal reach.
14 television networks. And then, of course, obviously reaching millions and millions more through the power of streaming and social and our mobile apps and websites. And then, of course, some of the brands with their in-store experiences as well. So, you know, we often say that Qurate Retail is, you know, brands for people who love to shop and crave really engaging shopping experiences. So they want something beyond transactional e-commerce or traditional brick and mortar experiences. And that's where we come in. So our businesses provide customers with these, you know, incredible curated collections of products. But the special add-on there is that we do it through the power of personalized, relevant storytelling, bringing humanity to shopping, we like to say.
Well, it's somewhat perhaps underappreciated the amount of live television, for example, that is produced. I mean, you were experiential retail before experiential retail was a thing. You were live streaming retail before live streaming retail was a thing. Really a pioneer, and you know, it shows in the rankings. You're also a digital powerhouse, right? An e-commerce powerhouse. It's really an interesting business, so dynamic. You know, one of the things, as I said, I've had some experience, is that dynamism on stage that a lot of retailers would just be envious of. Hey, that phrase isn't working. Let's change a different phrase. Like, it must be so interesting for you to sit and watch and consume and then reflect back on your channels and your portfolio, yeah?
Absolutely. And it's been, you know, really incredible to see kind of the business model that was already at play through that very kind of in the moment, live, you know, urgent, connective business model. And then with the kind of added on addition of what's happening in digital and social over the past 10 plus years and being able to connect those two powers, I really think has been a big differentiator for us.
Yeah, I've had an opportunity to do a tour of QVC a number of years ago, and it's so impressive when you're there and you see the studio and the data that's being analyzed, you know, second by second, and then to hear the digital story and this virtuous cycle that, you know, well, I guess in internet speak, a flywheel that just takes people between digital and TV and email. And it's really powerful. And like Michael said, I think a lot of people aren't fully aware of how powerful that is. So I'm excited that we have a chance to talk to you and get into a little bit. And not just because you're with QVC, but you've been a great contributor to Commerce Next. You're on our advisory board. So thank you very much for all of that. I think you were a speaker at the very first Commerce Next, and you've been on our real and our virtual stages and offering your insights. And it's amazing that you've been at QVC for 10 years, which is fairly uncommon in this industry when there's so much turnover. But yeah, I'd like to hear a little bit more about, you know, what does it mean to be the director of social strategy? And what can you tell us about your journey over those 10 years at QVC that led to where you are right now?
Oh, happy to. One of my favorite topics. I truly cannot believe how fast 10 years has flown by. Blink of an eye. I guess when you combine the business model of QVC and the fast-paced nature of social, 10 years, feels like 10 minutes. But I joined... Gosh, I joined QVC in early 2011. A few former teammates of mine in marketing had started getting social media up and running for the company. And, you know, at the time, it was basically non-existent. It was, you know, brands just getting kind of up and running, you know, really trying to figure out the role that social media, and at the time, like really just like the platforms would play for an organization. I was the first person hired at QVC to support what, you know, that team had started. And it was really at the time when it was beginning to scale, both for our organization as well as the industry as a whole. But, you know, in the beginning, it was, you know, there were no rules or playbooks or guidelines. And truly, it was one of the best times of my career because we, you know, were learning constantly. And so many times we've talked about and referenced Sheryl Sandberg, and she has a famous quote, of course, of, you know, if you're given a seat on a rocket ship, just like get on, you don't ask which seat, just hang on and go. And I think many of us kind of in the early days of social for QVC, you know, often touched on that because it felt so real for us. Like we were just grabbing on, holding on, but it truly lit me up. And after graduating, I feel like it took me a minute to kind of figure out where I wanted to end up and what I wanted to do. And I'm dating myself completely here, but social media was not, you know, in its current form, of course, when I was in school, but, you know, I was always super passionate about marketing. I was a collector of Milk ads, and my dorm room walls were covered with Ralph Lauren perfume ads. Like I very much thought I would take this traditional marketing, you know, my marketing degree and just go and, you know, do it the way that had been done years and years before. But then, you know, the dawn of social media really gave me something that truly, like I said, lit me up inside. And I feel super proud to have been kind of part of the early days of where we were for the organization as it relates to social. But today we have, gosh, dozens of team members across the business focused on social media, strategists, an amazing customer care organization, developers, designers, paid team, you know, just so many people kind of like leaning into this, you know, this massive element of the organization that we've built. So it feels like something that was really special to be a part of at the beginning and, you know, knowing that we have that direct link to our customer, but also QVC and HSN have always really understood social at their core. And we were this, tiny little team inside this massive organization. And we were quite literally building this program from the ground up and from scratch. And it's been awesome. But fast forward today, where we are. So I have this, what I think is basically the coolest job ever. I sort of sit in between all of those teams I just referenced, leading what we call social strategy for QVC and HSN. We are super focused on finding new, emerging, innovative opportunities that will help to grow our business, but all that are powered by social media and influencer marketing. So things like launching Facebook Messenger bots. We, a few years ago, created the QVC Q Crew and the HSN Share Squad customer-driven advocacy programs, where our customers can actually promote product on their social platforms and get paid for it. Right now, we're leaning a ton into our organic and paid TikTok strategies, you know, finding new places for us to show up and spending a lot of time evolving our social live streaming strategy. So it sort of runs the gamut of all the things that are really powered by that magical connection that we can create with a customer and the stories that we can tell on social media.
And just to be clear, I think a lot of people, when they think of social media within marketing and retail, they think there's kind of the earned, you know, opportunity and the paid opportunity. But it sounds like you're almost exclusively on the earned part of it, along with other things like, you know, using the social media channels for customer service and things like that. Do I have that right?
For the most part, I mean, we have an amazing paid team as well that I work super closely with. You know, we have a lot of work ahead of us in regards to, and I should say a lot of opportunity ahead of us in terms of how we connect the dots there, but certainly look at social from a 360 perspective in regards to earned and paid, you know, how we're pulling our customer voices into that, user-generated content, what customer service means on social, the way that we show up from a video perspective. It's all very, you know, very intertwined across QVC and HSN. And I think my team's role really helps to connect those dots there and make sure that we're thinking holistically about the customer experience and all the opportunities that these platforms present and how we sort of connect those two together to bring that, you know, social experience to life.
So, yeah, I mean, we kind of touched on, you know, the QVC, the Curate business model around being on live television. And it's funny how this big buzzword right now is live streaming. And you're seeing a lot of startups in this space and retailers experimenting in this. But, I mean, QVC and HSN, you guys are the OGs of live streaming. Tell me a little bit more about, like, what do people overlook about the power of live streaming or TV commerce? What do you think most people don't really understand?
Oh, I love this question. I feel like, you know, it does feel like, right? It's what's going on. It's been incredible to see this wave of live stream shopping. And I think internally, we all agree that it's an amazing endorsement of our business model and the one that we've been innovating on for 40 years. And we know the magic behind it. And, you know, we've obviously added new formats and new platforms as our customers' needs have evolved. Then we see what's happening in China and the amazing live stream shopping culture that's there. That's obviously driving, you know, some of this interest. Of course, we're seeing everything that's happening here in the U.S., as you mentioned, with, you know, startups emerging, other retailers getting into the space. Like, we're obviously familiar with Amazon Live and, you know, the things in that realm. But even, you know, the social platforms and media platforms getting into live streaming as well. And then here we are sort of sitting in the middle of it, Curate Retail Group, QVC and HSN. We have this incredible model that brings that experience to life through video and the power of storytelling. But, you know, I say this, you know, everyone is obviously very well aware of this, but there's clearly been a massive shift in not just consumer behavior over the past 18 months, but how fast that shift is happening. And, you know, people wanting to create and crave that, you know, connection. The fundamentals of shopping haven't really changed. It's still about, you know, the joy of discovery and, you know, wandering into your favorite shop and, you know, today's virtual world, you know, how do we inspire someone? How do we bring that feeling to them that they would get when they find something in a store that they wandered in? And I think that's what we've always done and what we'll continue to do in the future, regardless of how things evolve. But to me, that is the differentiator. And I think what is very often overlooked about our model, or in some ways how people feel it can be replicated easily or quickly. And I think the message for me is that it's not always about being live, but the relationship that's developed between our hosts and our vendors and guests and the customer. It's funny, I actually reference this story all the time. So I get asked this question quite often by lots of different people. And I think about this story from years and years ago, and gosh, it might be 10 years ago, but I came across a Facebook post on, I think it was on QVC's Facebook page years and years ago. And a customer had made a comment on our page. He had purchased something watching a live presentation on air, and he started asking questions on our page directed to that show host, the host that had presented that item to him. He was trying to get a hold of him. He very much felt like that host was the most knowledgeable person about that item.
Yeah.
He wanted to be sure that those questions made their way to him. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, this is how our customer feels when they connect with our hosts and our guests. They truly felt that that host had shared his knowledge of that item enough so that that customer made the decision to purchase it. And when he received it in his home, he had questions about it and he wanted to ask the host.
We'll be right back with our interview with Naomi Jacobs right after this message. Wunderkind is a leading performance marketing engine that delivers tailored experiences at scale. Digital businesses use Wunderkind to remember who users are better than ever before, allowing them to deliver high-performing one-to-one messages on websites, through emails and texts, and in ads at a scale that's not otherwise possible. Wunderkind drives $1.2 billion annually in directly attributable revenue for top e-commerce brands like Uniqlo, Sonos, and HelloFresh, often ranking as a top three revenue channel in their own analytics. Learn more at wunderkind.co. That's wunderkind.co.
It's the same way in which, you know, if you bought something, you know, years and years ago at a small shop in town, you might walk back in and ask the shop owner those same questions. It was that magic. And I think that's one of the earliest lessons that I had in our model and the power of it, and that it's the relationship. That is our business model. And it's through that power of people that we build and retain a customer's trust. So it's been exciting to see the expansion of new tools and platforms, particularly in social and digital, that, you know, they're allowing us to expand that model and that magic into new places and channels and reach customers anywhere that they want to be and where they're accessing video and shopping content.
So all the retailers listening into this and they're thinking about experimenting with this, like, don't get, you know, too carried away in the shiny objects in live, just focus on your relationship and the connections.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's great advice. And, you know, let's talk about the storytellers for a bit and the intersection of the storytellers themselves, the hosts. You know, at my time at the Shopping Channel, I took hosts on a Canada-wide tour because it's a unique format, right, where there's this bond built, but yet they don't really get to meet the people. And it was like a celebrity tour. Like, people were lined up, and it was funny because sometimes the host didn't even recognize at that time how powerful they were or how important they were. How do you think about this intersection of the hosts and the relationship? You know, you mentioned the first example where people are reaching out in social media to want to talk to the host versus the merchant, for example, or even the guest. So, you know, it's not unusual. I department stores are enabling their associates to kind of get onto social. Are you heading in that path for the hosts? The hosts have such a magic relationship with their customers. I imagine that there's something there to be had, some magic there to be struck.
Absolutely. Our hosts are, of course, an amazing, I don't even want to say an extension of our brand. They are, you know, the life of our brand, and obviously have a huge, huge role in our overall social presence. we're very fortunate. They are built-in influencers. And it's amazing to see, you know, the evolution of, you know, the early days of their involvement in social media, and to the way that they're so integrated into so much of our social and our video content strategy and, you know, through our site and our apps. Every host at QVC and HSN is active on social media in some way. You know, I think they all have Facebook, some have Instagram, some are getting started in TikTok. And, you know, of course, we want them to be on the platforms where they feel that they can bring their personality to life in a bigger way than they can do on air. But the platforms, gosh, it's the most amazing natural extension of the trust, you know, that they do build on air, because then they can take it into social and get even closer and have direct connections. They share the good days, the bad days, their weddings, their vacations, their pets. And it really does allow the customer to get even closer to them. It's super authentic. It's them. And it brings a level of connectivity, I think, that is super profound. And one that we were successful in creating through the television format. But now with all of these new ways to connect, it's really amazing the way that we've been able to build the presence of our hosts.
Just a quick follow-up question on that. Do you assign people in the team to help them to be their kind of coach and guide at the host level? Because, you know, being a host is a big job. Like, people don't appreciate how big a job and how hard that job is. So it's a lot of work. And, you know, picking up and figuring out social and interactions with real people. How do you manage through that?
Great question. It's definitely something that's evolved over time. We've, you know, flexed into it in, you know, certain times and pulled away from it at others. But I think the understanding of the magic and the power that the hosts have on social is undeniable. And we do have, you know, many groups of people within the organization that are supporting their efforts, be it scheduling their time and ensuring that they have, you know, time blocked off in their calendar so that they can create that TikTok moment or star in a YouTube video that we're producing, you know, really kind of giving them ample time.
If you're enjoying this interview, you may want to join us for Commerce Next IRL on September 28th, 29th. Some of the speakers you'll be seeing, including Noam Paransky, Chief Digital Officer at Tapestry, Matt Gehring, GM of e-commerce at Everlane, Alex Waldman, Co-Founder and Creative Director at Universal Standard, Jennifer Patrick, Global Branding and Packaging Director at Patagonia, and many more. Commerce Next IRL will cover themes such as the resurgence of brick-and-mortar retail and its impact on e-commerce, and how to prepare for a cookie-less future. We can't wait to get the Commerce Next community together in person, and hope you'll join us. Learn more and register now at commercenext.com.
We also, you know this, of course, but gosh, just keeping up with social media and keeping up with the volume of comments that they get or questions that they get. Because again, going back to the story I just shared, our customer truly believes that they are the path to, you know, their issues, their questions, their concerns, their passions. So managing that from a customer care perspective and how that gets pulled in as well. Also keeping up with the changes of the platform. So, you know, a new format rolls out or a new opportunity or something, you know, we're seeing really working in social. We want to make sure they have that information. So we're, you know, working on, you know, bringing in solutions and technical partners to be able to connect that pipeline more. But they have this amazing tool in their hand, which is their phone. They are in these incredible moments where they can, you know, record quick content and, you know, everyone can watch what's happening when they're on air, but bringing the rest of that to life is, you know, it really does, a lot of it does sit with them because they are the ones that are truly experiencing and on the front line. But we do everything that we can on our side to make sure that they are educated, empowered, and encouraged to continue to build that, that presence on the platforms.
You know, there's a lot that happens in a host's life that doesn't get seen. So I guess it's that figuring out what continues to build that bond, you know, behind the scenes in the green room with the vendors or the other guests. And let's talk about one kind of last question around tactical stuff. TikTok, you know, very hot platform, started young, aging pretty quickly. I think its aging got accelerated thanks to the COVID era. What's your perspectives on TikTok? I mean, in some ways, that sharp, short, fast, hit of information feels pretty good for Curate as a medium, but it's tricky, right? It's not, it's one to be figured out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Gosh, I'm an old millennial, but I am the hugest fan of TikTok. my gosh, what a time suck. I have been,
do you ever get that warning where they say you should take a break? Have you got that lately? I get that sometimes, like,
no,
you know, you should stop. Yeah, if you do it long enough, they eventually, they say, you know, you should probably stop and take a break.
I'm shocked. Well, Taylor Swift joined TikTok yesterday, so I feel like it's all downhill for me from this point out, because I'm just a huge fan of everything she does. I think she's an amazing marketer, so I'm excited to see what she does with this platform. But I have been a big advocate for it internally. I really think that there is a place for brands on TikTok. I mean, the very essence of the platform is about discovery. And I think like the diversity of talent that we see and how creative so many people are, it's, you know, it's forcing brands to think differently about how we show up, which is obviously, I think, a welcome challenge for marketers that want to think differently. And, you know, we're excited, I think, about the opportunity to show up to a new audience. However, at the same time, we can also grow our brand on a video first platform that is driven by creators. And, you know, they're all doing things that are bringing humor and joy and education to their viewers. So for me, I feel like it's a perfect match. And you're right, it is aging up, which is great news. And, you know, the vastness of the platform, you know, lends itself to a great testing ground for marketers. And we're doing a lot right now around a variety of different strategies. I think for the most part, we are learning, figuring it out and having a lot of fun and, you know, playing around with it as we go, trying to create, you know, what would QVC and HSN, how would we show up on TikTok? One of the things that I'm excited about right now is how we're actually bringing our on-air content into TikTok. So identifying what I think we're calling internally like TikTokable moments. So these funny little happenings or even like a blooper or an emotional moment, we quickly edit them into a TikTok in a format that's right for the platform. And I, you know, is that our path forward? I think we still have a lot to figure out, but you know, it's an opportunity for us to really lean into who we are as a brand at our core, but also share content that is relevant for that audience and show up in a different way. So exciting, a challenge for sure, forcing us to think different about content creation. But you know, really our goal is, how do we show up here in a way that feels right to our brand, our customers that know and love QVC would feel connected to that experience, but also we show up to a totally new generation who either doesn't shop here, doesn't engage with us, doesn't know about us, and they go, wow, that's cool. So lots of inspiration there. It's an amazing, amazing place and so much to learn from and be inspired by. So I think we're up for the challenge for sure.
Well, it's going to be exciting to watch what you're doing. And it seems like TikTok is really being positioned to in retail with some of the announcements that we've in the news that we've seen. So this podcast, in addition to getting all these great insights from you about QVC and marketing and social media, we also like to provide career advice. And you've had this amazing 10 years where you were starting with a small team and now you're managing a big team. You know, what kind of advice do you have to be, you know, if you were talking to yourself in 2011, you know, that person, what would you say? And what advice do you wish you would have received that you never did?
Well, I think, you know, one of the real life situations that I see often among my peers, and that I talk about a lot to either, you know, people that I'm mentoring or, you know, are seeking career advice. And it will sound so cliche because yes, everyone says this, but to really truly commit to the fact that your career is a marathon and not a sprint, excuse me. And again, everyone says that, but really embracing it, I think that's the difference and truly understanding it and living it. I think many of my peers that have been the most successful have often jumped around to what would be considered maybe a lateral move, but, you know, allowed them to gain experience in so many different areas of the business. And I think the thing I always often say is that things are moving so fast, and particularly if you're in retail and digital marketing, no single step that you take is going to be your last one unless it's the retirement step. So just to take those steps with confidence and know that you're gaining, you know, incomparable experience as you take roles that, you know, might not be exactly the step you want to take or that you feel might be in the wrong direction. So I speak to that a lot. And I think the advice that I wish I had received, I think that was what you said, but did not, you know, really, I think in the early days of my career, and gosh, sometimes even still today, I think I often felt like I had to have all of the answers all of the time. Right now, a bunch of us on the leadership team are reading Dare to Lead by Brené Brown. And gosh, talk about like bringing out all the vulnerable moments in yourself. But she talks a lot about what she calls armored leadership and, you know, the defenses that you can put up. And I've very quickly learned that my armor is knowing and, you know, always feeling like I had to be the one to raise my hand and I have the answer and I am the expert and I know, you know, not in an I know it all way, but in a I want to be a part of the conversation and I want to contribute and I want to, you know, be the subject matter expert. But working in social for 10 years, well, that has drained me completely away from that because no one can possibly have all of the answers here. And right. I've really, you know, embraced that, you know, we're figuring this out as we go mentality. The pace of change alone, as I said, is enough to prove that point. So, you know, so many amazing teams across the organization that, you know, we can listen to and learn from. And, you know, just that realization that you don't always have to have the answer. And even if you think you have the answer, sometimes it's better to let your team share their perspective. So something I've had to learn over time that I wish I learned a long time ago.
All right. Well, hopefully someone will hear this and heed this advice. So so I'm going to channel, in the spirit of video, I'm going to channel Sean Evans from Hot Ones and say, all right, we are at the end of this interview, and now is your chance to plug something. So tell us about some of the opportunities at Curate and why someone should consider a career there. You should be the perfect spokesperson for this, given your career there so far.
Oh, thank you. I also am obsessed with Hot Ones. What an amazing video series. I'm biased, but my favorite one is Joel Embiid, 76ers center, huge NBA fan. He also gives amazing social media. So if you're not following him on Twitter, even if you're not a Sixers fan, that's another tip I can toss out there. He's great. But I love promoting our new roles. If you are connected with me on LinkedIn, you'll see I share a ton of the digital and social roles open at QVC and HSN. It's an amazing culture, and we're at this, you know, incredible fast-moving intersection of this experiential retail explosion and live stream shopping. And what a powerful business model with, you know, 40 years in our back pocket and still so much opportunity ahead. And I think that's why I've been here for 10 years, and you'll often find people that have been at QVC for 10 and HSN for 10, 20, 30 plus years. So hopefully that is a ringing endorsement, but I think roles that jump out at me right now, we're hiring a QVC and HSN paid social media manager. So this is someone that will lead our paid campaigns with our established partners like Facebook and YouTube, but also get to think creatively about how we come to life on TikTok and other emerging platforms to come. The other role that I would toss out is we're looking for a new QVC e-commerce director. And there's just so much innovative work happening in our digital experience right now that is so exciting. And I think this would be a perfect role for someone that has that sort of foundational e-commerce experience that can help us bring our storytelling into our site, but also someone that really sees the, you know, the way to the future for bringing that storytelling to life in a totally new way. So, you know, with everything happening in live streaming and social and, you know, just retail in general, there's so many opportunities to grow with our brands. And you will definitely be challenged, have fun, and learn all about the power of relationships for sure.
And you didn't even have to have hot wings in order to say that. So, all right, everybody follow Naomi on LinkedIn to keep up with all of the openings at Curate. And thank you so much for spending some time with us and talking about what QVC is and your career path. And I couldn't be more fortunate to have a interview partner in Michael who has lived in your shoes in the past. So thank you, Michael, for being a part of this as well. And
well, listen, it was a real treat for me. It makes me very nostalgic for my time in the format. So it was just a real treat, and it was great getting to know you better and listen to what you were doing.
Anytime. Thank you, guys.
Have a good rest of your day.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of Conversations with Commerce Next. Please follow us on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast platform, where we will be sharing career advice and marketing strategies from e-commerce and digital marketing leaders at retailers and direct-to-consumer brands each and every episode. Commerce Next is a community, event series, and conference for marketers at retail and direct-to-consumer brands. Through our online forums, interviews, webinars, summits, and other in-person events, we harness the collective wisdom of our community to help marketers grow their businesses and advance their careers. Join Commerce Next events to meet other industry leaders and learn the latest e-commerce and marketing strategies. You can find upcoming events at commercenext.com. Have a fantastic week, everyone.